Where the hell is the remote? Oh my god, I have to get up and do it manually? Cancer care at the Morris Children's Hospital. Your child, our promise. Please stand by.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
And welcome to this shortened episode because John has a life and John has things he's got to go do.
I do. But it's been kind of a sad weekend, Chris.
It has.
I'm really upset. Yeah. Well, my family's housekeeper passed away. I mean, God, I've known her for years.
Poor Annie Davis.
You know, she's always been there, living off that tiny little room off the kitchen. Kind of sad. I'm gonna miss her, you know.
Well, maybe she'll haunt your place and then you can walk around with the little amulet with the eyes in it. Do you remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've lost half of our audience who probably doesn't even know what the Brady Bunch is.
Oh, it's really sad. I mean, Bobby and Cindy are heartbroken. They're just terrible. It's terrible. Such a sweet woman. Not like her sister. Sister was kind of a raging bitch.
Okay, you're going into territory that I don't remember now.
Really? No? Yeah. Remember that time she came down in the middle of the night and they had the ghost and then she smashed the bust of Dad?
Yeah, because they were trying to sell the house. Or they thought they were going to sell the house. So they thought,
yeah, they were going to make it haunted.
If it's haunted, then nobody will want it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They don't make them like Alice anymore.
Nope.
Thank God. Well, most housekeepers don't speak English anymore, so...
Or the time they went to the Grand Canyon and they lost, who was it, Cindy and Bobby?
They did.
And they had to eat beans out of a flashlight. Am I remembering that right? Didn't they get rid of the batteries and fill the flashlight with beans?
I don't recall that.
Oh, I think that was part of that.
Maybe. Could be. We had so many wild adventures, you know? Oh, that time in Hawaii when Greg found that tiki idol.
And yeah.
And Peter almost got bitten by the big tarantula because I didn't realize there were tarantulas in Hawaii.
Well, you know, whatever.
And then kindly old Vincent Price showed up.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, that time in the amusement park when they went to Six Flags and they lost Dad's prints.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And then Greg borrowed that guy's costume and went out to find the girl.
I vaguely remember that about that, yeah.
Oh, well, you're not as old as I am, but God, lots of great memories with Alice. Gonna miss that girl. Not as much as Sam's gonna miss her, because, you know...
Who else is he gonna give his meat to?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I hear Mrs. Brady is vegan now, so...
poor Sam.
Oh, poor Sam.
He's got to be dead too, though, right? That actor?
No. He was hanging out over at Archie Bunker's place for a while.
You're still talking about 15, 20 years ago?
Well, yeah, but all that alcohol's got to preserve him.
Oh, you think so?
I would think so. You know, you slosh when you walk, but, you know, who cares? such a shame. Yeah. Kept down in the prime of their life. It... 88.
What did she die of? Do we know?
Well, Sam had her up on the counter and she threw her head back and hit it on the microwave and died.
Oh, you're terrible.
What? Good for her. Still getting it.
Let's see. I'm trying to find him on Internet Movie Database.
You are?
Yeah. Okay. He had to be in more than that. Wait a minute. Greg Peter, but oh, there he is. Sam Franklin was his last name, and he's dead.
He's dead?
He died in 2008.
Oh. Well, I guess that rigor mortis had set in. That's what was setting setting Alice off.
He's more known for Sergeant, or the Phil the Phil Silver Show. And Archie Bunker's place, and he is for being Sam the Butcher.
Oh, well, don't tell Alice that. Oh, well, you can't. She's dead. that's too bad.
He stopped acting in 1994.
He stopped acting, or they stopped asking?
Well, his last credit is a Scooby-Doo cartoon in 1994.
You meddling kids!
Probably. That was probably one of those things.
That was his famous last
actually,
line.
He was a McGilla Gorilla.
He was?
Yeah. At least in that one. Wait a minute. Was he Flash Gordon, All in the Family, Scooby-Doo, Kung Fu, Brady Bunch? He wasn't McGilla Gorilla in the proper cartoon. That's weird.
It's bizarre.
But you know, he hit all the mainstays of the 60s. He did the Andy Griffith Show and the Banana Splits Adventure Hour, Green Acres. Do you know he was in H.R. Puff and Stuff?
Sure. As what?
Stupid Bat.
He was Stupid Bat?
Yes.
Oh my God.
See?
I love Stupid Bat.
He did play McGilla Gorilla a couple times, I guess.
Yeah?
Yogi's Gang. Well, there you go. He was in Hong Kong Phooey.
He was in Hong Kong Phooey?
He did a lot of voice work.
Really?
Yeah. Who would have thought? He was in the Smurfs. He was Electro in Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends in 1981. What?
If only we had known that then.
I know. See, you don't know who the voice actors are. Everybody should go out and watch that documentary that Joe DiMaggio put out called I Know That Voice. I think it's on Netflix now.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
Mm.
Poor Alice. She will be missed.
She will be missed.
Aw. That's so sad. So, I have an announcement, John.
Uh-oh.
So, I am turning a nice round number at the end of the week.
40?
Yes. Yes. Even though you're older.
That's right. Just remember that. I will always be older than you.
That's right. So, I have decided to get off my ass and do another short film.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
And what is this one called?
Well, I'm not going to tell the audience yet because I want it to be a surprise. However, it is going to be based in a property that was popular back in the 1980s. And it's...
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air, but it's extremely ambitious.
Oh, really?
But... I want to try something out of my comfort zone, and I figure that if I announce it here, then I have to keep myself accountable and actually follow through with this.
Yeah.
So I've written the piece.
Uh-huh.
I figured out how to do most of the visual effects.
Okay.
I'm hoping to shoot sometime July and maybe have it out by September.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So,
well, something to look forward to.
Yes. And I'm trying to figure out how to get you involved.
Oh, okay.
Because it won't be the same if you're not involved somehow.
Oh, I could Skype in.
The Skype producer?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm more than willing to do that. As long as you're involved.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, I have a couple of things that I want to do before the end of the year.
And I thought you were going to say before you die.
And before I die.
Welcome to Chris's bucket list. Next week, number 17. Talking to a girl. No.
Yeah. I think I covered that. But yeah, it's more ambitious than anything I've tried yet. And my goal is to do something that kind of gets attention. I think this will be the thing. And I really hate being this cryptic because I really want to tell people what it is, but I haven't seen anybody else do this. There is no fan fiction or fan films for this particular property.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really trying to have it be a surprise when it comes out.
Okay. So we can all look forward to your reboot of Bosom Buddies with Aliens, right?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Damn
Perfect.
It.
Damn it. However, I think we can get Tom Hanks to reprise his role.
If not him, what's his, what was the other guy?
Colin Hanks?
No, the other guy on Bosom Buddies.
Peter something.
Peter Scolari.
That's him.
There you go. We can probably get him.
For a buck and a half and a pizza.
What was that? You remember seeing that video online where it was supposed to be the Bosom Buddy reunion?
Maybe.
And it was supposed to be two new guys. Oh, fuck, what was that? And there was a cameo from Tom Hanks where they didn't think one of the guys was going to show up. And they're like, they go, well, we got a backup just in case. And they're like, oh, he's here. So they walk into the dressing room and he's like, nope, we don't need you. And Tom Hanks is sitting there. Maybe it was a Saturday Night Live thing. What the hell was that?
It was on the PM show.
Was it?
Yeah.
What the hell's a PM show?
I have no idea.
Bosom Buddies.
Oh, it's what's his name? Who's that obnoxious guy who was on Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan?
No, maybe not.
It was Paul Rudd was the other guy. Here it is on People.
Oh, it was Adam Scott, the guy from the show with the girl.
Oh,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah, her. Yeah, that's it. Amy Poehler.
Parks and Rec,
that's
yeah.
It.
Yes. Yeah, and they were going to redo the Bosom Buddies thing. It was pretty good. It's like 12 minutes long, but it's... Everybody should look it up. It's what is this called so that people can go look at it? The greatest event from Adult Swim. So if you put in Bosom Buddies Adult Swim, it should come up. But it's very funny. Anyway, that's not what I'm doing.
That's not? What are you doing?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
I can't tell you.
It's an 80s property, huh?
Yes.
An 80s property that was popular and an 80s property that was so horrendous nobody ever watched it.
Here, wait a minute.
What?
Through the magic of Google Plus, let me send you something. Come on. If only.
If only there were a way to instantly send information to people.
Okay, like, please do not spoil this. That's all I'm asking. Look that up.
You realize that there's already been a reboot of Land of the Lost. Will Ferrell was in it?
That's not what I'm doing either.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's gonna be very interesting.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if I can get the star of that movie to perform a small part in it, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I know this is strangely cryptic to everybody listening.
Good luck with that.
But I think it'll be worth it.
You think so?
You have to admit, you've never seen any kind of fan fiction based on that.
Maybe.
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 I couldn't find anything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Why? What do you know?
Well, you know, just check out the attached link.
Oh, Jesus. Really? What is this?
In all seriousness.
Oh, what the hell? It's a music video. That's even
from
weirder.
A musical.
From a musical, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it might be a little too soon to try to reboot 9 to 5, and I doubt you're going to get Dolly Parton. But I'm sure we could find somebody who looks enough like her to kind of pass it off.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, that's the ambitious part, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, she's only in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is not too far from where I live now.
Well, not at all.
So, you know, everybody loves Charleston.
So I've heard.
You like Charleston, too.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I prefer Savannah.
So, okay, besides musicals,
uh-huh.
I have not seen anybody try to do a special effects, a visual effects take on this since
okay.
it was done.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, good luck to you.
And I'll do updates on where I am, and I think the hardest part's going to be casting. Because I don't know any actors here in Charleston, so.
No?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I know somebody really good who does voices. He's always looking for work.
Who?
Yeah, just this guy. Probably never heard of him. Probably never heard of him.
Can he do the guy from that movie?
Probably.
Yeah, think so?
Might be. Yeah, why not?
How much will he work for, though? That's the question.
I don't know. He seems to do an awful lot for not getting paid.
Oh, okay. So we're saying June 2nd. We're marking it on the calendars that hopefully by the end of the summer, I will have a short film. Thinking like 4 minutes. That has to do with that property. And maybe once it's shot, and I'm working on the visuals, I'll let people know
start
what it
talking
is.
Talking about it?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, then.
Don't want to jinx it, though.
I do not blame you. Well, good. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I also have a Star Wars one I want to do. So if anybody thought it was that, it's not.
Okay.
There's a whole nother one for that. I've been in a writing mood in the past couple weeks.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So
that's good.
I wrote a bunch of stuff and I was like, well, why not just make them too? Fuck this. I'm not getting any younger, so.
That's for sure. I mean, neither or any of us.
So, fuck it, I'm 40. Let's go.
You know who should get to be in your movie?
Who?
Quvazine.
Who?
Quvazine. You know, the little black girl who's not going to be Annie? She was in that movie where she played a little boy.
Where she played a little boy?
Yeah, what was it? That movie.
You mean the movie with the monsters? Wasn't she in Beasts of the Southern Wild?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she didn't play a boy.
She didn't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It was about pigs dressed up in these weird outfits.
It was?
Like those were the monsters that they were all running from.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
But I feel, you know, probably right after the movie Annie tanks, she'll be looking for work. So, you know, you might be able to get her.
Maybe.
She could play the role formerly played by Wendy Jo Sperber.
We're not doing Bosom Buddies.
Oh. And I think, isn't Donna Dixon still alive?
We're not doing Bosom Buddies.
Why not? I think this is a much better idea.
So, okay, so how do we... okay, never mind. So you want to do Bosom Buddies as it was... didn't they try that a couple years ago? Like, guys in drag, and it didn't work?
Yes, they did. It was horrible.
Isn't Donna Dixon married to Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd. Yes.
Let's see what she looks like today, though.
She's a little puffy, but doesn't look too bad.
Oh, no, she's aged pretty well.
But, you know, standing next to Dan Aykroyd, how can you look bad? Think about it.
That's true. Yeah, she's aged pretty well.
I'll let her know when I contact her.
Okay. I'm sure she's waiting on bated breath to hear what I think.
You know, I mean, we probably can't get Holland Taylor back because she's kept, you know, she's blown up since then. She's done so much. So, but I mean, you know, we can get a couple of them to do little cameos on here and there.
Okay. Well, since we're not doing Bosom Buddies, then you just keep that.
I think we should.
We'll write that into the next script.
Come on.
What? You can do whatever you want.
All right. Screw you. It's going to be big.
I know.
It's going to be big.
I know.
You know, I think Telma's still available.
Well, now that we're casting your movie.
You know, there's some other casting news this week.
Are you talking about the Star Wars casting?
Yes.
Yes, they added two more people.
They did.
They added
Oreo.
Lupita. I'm going to.
Nyong'o.
Is that how you pronounce that last name?
No, I just made it up. It's
I'm
Smith.
Sure you did. She was in 12 Years a Slave. And then they also got Gwendolyn Christie, who is Brienne of Tarth on Game of Thrones, which I think
yes.
is kind of interesting. For some reason, I feel like she's going to be in heavy makeup.
You think so?
I just got
the As a feeling. Big old alien?
Yeah. I mean, she, right. Have you ever seen a picture of her outside of like
yes.
the Game of Thrones makeup? She's
yes.
very good
she's
looking.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited. Did you see the pictures from Abu Dhabi?
I did see the pictures from Abu Dhabi with the big pig thing.
Yes. Yes, it was. That was kind of strange, but...
Uh-huh.
I definitely liked the sets. I think the sets look pretty cool.
They look very Tatooine, don't they?
Well, yeah, and that's what everybody's thinking.
So, hmm...
I mean, it's interesting because you see there was like pictures that showed up of like, I guess it was when they were first building the sets in the desert of these big round.
Right. The people were speculating were like the feet of AT-AT walkers or something.
Yeah. And then you start looking at these new pictures and they could be anything now.
Yes.
I mean, they could just be bases for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting how far they're going. Like, a lot of the stuff, I feel, could have been done through visual effects. I mean, JJ is no stranger to that.
Right.
So,
But I think it's kind of cool that he's not taking that shortcut.
No, and that's what I was, you know... I like the fact that they built the entire thing. It
yes.
may be enhanced later on.
Sure.
But for the most part, you're just talking about these big structures that they built in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotta be Tatooine. I mean, they wouldn't do that. Well, I guess they could, but I don't think they would.
Perhaps there's a reason they have to return to Tatooine. Hmm. What could that be?
I mean... So it's 30 years later. This doesn't necessarily have to be Mos Eisley. It could be. It's a big planet.
It could be any other desert-like planet.
I mean, I think it's Tatooine, but it doesn't have to be Mos Eisley.
No, it doesn't have to be Mos Eisley at all. It could be Mos Espa.
No, it's not Mos Espa either.
Why do you say that?
I just don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it looks as Tatooine as it looks.
Gungan?
You know, there's that one of the pictures is this big like archway looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's got like it almost looks like a like a pod race.
Yes.
Like
such a Mos Espa
line thing. That wasn't in Mos Espa. That was a Jabba's palace thing.
Huh? No. The pod races?
Yes. That was not Mos Espa.
It wasn't?
No, Mos Espa was at the town, and they were at the Grand Stadium where Jabba the Hutt was. I know nobody likes episode one, but I mean, and there's a picture on TMZ that's got a moisture evaporator, so it's got to be Tatooine. That must be a really weird experience. Like, not as weird as going back to the homestead set.
Yeah. But,
like, walking out, having Luke Skywalker walk around Tatooine has got to be a surreal experience. If he was even there. If you run into him, you know, in the next couple of weeks, you ask him.
You know, it's possible. He might be at the Piggly Wiggly.
I just think it's exciting. There's a new Star Wars film being shot. Did you put in your $10 to get on the set?
No, because I'm not allowed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, does that suck?
Ever since you had got that restraining order from J.J. Abrams.
You know, I said, J.J., drop the two periods. Come on. And that was it, you know? Oh, well.
Damn you, John.
Oh, well. You know, I try.
So the company that I work for.
Yes?
The owner is, or the CEO, I should say, is a big fan of the parent company of Lucasfilm. And he was out in San Francisco pitching our product to Industrial Light and Magic this past week. So we do customer testimonials all the time. And I told the guy that usually does them, I said, if that becomes a reality, I'm volunteering to go out to shoot the testimonial.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
I would like to hang out at Industrial Light and Magic.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
It might happen. You don't know. My CEO has some pull. He's a good talker.
You think so?
Sure.
All right.
I want it to happen, so it will.
Oh, of course.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a couple minutes left because...
Well, we got a few minutes. Don't cut us off early.
Well, I don't know. We talked about a certain time and...
Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm, you know... All right, a little open-ended, okay.
Okay, well, then you tell me when you want to stop.
I will say, well, and that's all the time we have.
Even if I'm in the middle of a sentence?
Even if you're in the middle of a freaking sentence. It's like, and cut.
Okay. So I need some advice, John.
Since
we're
going to
keep talking. Well, a little bit.
All right.
How did you handle turning 40?
I didn't. I haven't turned 40 yet.
Oh, so you're in denial? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to 39 and I started going backwards.
So that makes you, what, like 11 now?
Uh-huh. I get the kids' meals.
Oh, there you go. So I guess that's how I should handle it, is just pure, straight-up denial?
It's just a number.
I know.
What does it matter?
I had a hard time with 30, but
did you? Well, yeah. Boy, you're going to have a bitch with 40.
I don't feel that way, though.
No?
I don't feel the way that I did, because I felt like that months going into 30. Like, the last 6 months of 29 was rough.
Really?
And this has just been kind of smooth, and I don't think I'm going to hit, like, a midlife crisis. I don't think anything like that's coming. No.
You haven't been looking for Ferraris?
No.
Really? Okay. Younger women?
No.
Younger men?
Maybe. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Shh.
Oh, is this recording? Shit.
Damn.
Well,
there you go.
No, I mean, I just want, I'm hearing from my friends. There's three of us at work that turned 40 this year, and I'm last of those three. And one, right before his 40th birthday, found out he was going to be a dad.
Oh. So you can say, and one killed himself.
No, the other guy was last Saturday, and he decided to get drunk for his 40th birthday. So I'm just trying to.
Well, you could try that.
I've never drank, though.
I know. It might not take much.
I'd be a lightweight.
See? I think you should try it.
Oh, well, I don't know if my wife would approve.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Stop living for other people's approval. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
I can't help it. Can't help it.
No?
No.
Sad. That's sad, sad. Hey, it ain't nothing but a number.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
You are.
And they say 40 is a new 30, right?
They did.
Now what is it?
It's the new 70.
Oh, now we're just aging?
Yes. Quicker than yes, normal? You're aging faster. It's because of global warming. It's kind of like an incubator.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad.
It's because of the vaccines.
The vaccine.
Okay, well, it's nice to know that you handled it with some decorum. Oh, wait, when did you turn 40?
9 years ago.
9 years ago?
9 years ago.
Did we throw you a party?
No, you didn't.
Did you ask us not to? Was I even around?
I don't know.
9 years ago was... Fuck, now I gotta do math.
Sorry, I didn't tell you there'd be a quiz.
No, you didn't. Fuck, what was 9 years ago? 10 would be...
04.
So it was... How come we didn't still throw you a party?
I don't know. Did you? Was I there?
Why do I feel like we threw you a party?
I don't recall. I have no recollection of it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, there were funny hats involved.
Yes, and...
Okay.
Yeah. We went out going... We went to a club afterwards.
Oh, we did.
Strange things ensued. Hijinks ensued.
Hijinks ensued. Yeah.
See, I knew we celebrated your birthday.
Well, you know, there's some certain things you should be doing before you turn 40, so you better, you know, get a move on.
What, such as?
Well, I think you should get adventurous, because with your age, your body weakens, but not the mind. So you should take up an adventure sport, like skydiving, river rafting, bungee jumping, paragliding, parkour.
I think I'm a little too fat for parkour.
Oh, come on. It'd be fun.
As I fall off a building?
Yes. You should eat and drink without guilt. So you should indulge yourself.
But see, the opposite is that you should keep yourself in shape so that you live longer.
Yeah, whatever. You should take time for yourself. Well, being with yourself and loving yourself is of the utmost importance. Have you loved yourself today?
I do that in the shower at night.
Okay. You should learn a new art. Take a music class, painting, cooking, baking.
Baking is considered art?
Sure. Oh. You should donate blood. Do you donate blood?
I can't.
Oh. You should work out and be happy.
But then that goes against the other thing.
Oh.
About eating and drinking without regret?
You should write the best things about yourself.
Okay.
You should take the longest ever road trip you can.
That's all well and good until you have a family.
Well, let's look at the opposite now. Let's look at 30. Let's look at things you shouldn't do after 30.
Oh, okay.
So you're stuck in the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying. I hate autoplay. God damn it. If I wanted to watch the video, I'd click on it.
Nice.
Well, you should not eat fast food.
Define fast food, though.
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Chinese food.
Is Chinese food really considered fast food?
Yes.
Fuck. What about like a real pizzeria?
You should not drive recklessly. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you should not drive recklessly.
Uh-huh. I don't do that.
You don't do that? Okay. No. You shouldn't play video games all day.
I don't do that either.
Okay. Well, here are a few more things you can do. You should give a speech in front of thousands of people.
As soon as I accept that award for best movie, I will do that.
You should visit every continent in the world.
As soon as I make those movies, I will set them all in a different continent.
You should perform stand-up comedy.
Nobody should do that.
You should become fluent in Spanish. Seriously, it's on the list.
Don't tell my wife.
You should learn how to meditate.
Oh.
You should. Oh, see, here are some things you've done. You can learn to salsa. You've done that.
I have.
Make a short film. You've done that.
I have.
Do you have a tattoo?
I do not, but I've.
You should get several.
I have recently thought about getting one.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I have a waveform. You know what a waveform is?
Uh-huh.
Of my daughter's laugh.
Oh.
And I thought about getting that tattooed on my chest over my heart. Because it makes me... It brightens my day when she laughs. What? Oh,
I'm
whatever.
Sorry.
You have to admit that that's a nice thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever. Okay, what else?
What else? What else? Yeah, this list is boring. Please wait. Your page is loading.
Okay.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Come on.
How about the 40 things to do when you turn 40?
Okay, hit me. Let's see.
This is from... Oh, no, it's not. See, this is from Oprah.com, which comes out of the big fat error page.
Oh, nice. All right, then there's nothing to do when you turn 40.
Yes.
Crawl in a hole and die.
That would be interesting.
What,
you should
dying?
Crawl in a hole and... Well, no, but crawl in a hole and then wait until the day after your birthday? No?
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Or, you know, just, you know, avoid your birthday. You know, then if you miss it, then it passes, right?
Oh, sure. Because that's the way it works.
Oh, here's some things you should do. You should swim with the dolphins.
Done that.
You should sleep under the stars.
Done that.
You should go to a psychic.
I don't believe in psychics.
You should pick a hockey team and learn every player on the team.
Well, I know most of the New Jersey Devils.
You should learn how to edit a video on Final Cut Pro. I'm serious. That's number 14.
I've got that covered.
You should do a headstand in the middle of the room and stay for a minute. Wouldn't that be great when they walk into the office on your birthday?
If I'm just standing there in my head?
Yes, if you're doing a headstand in the middle of the floor.
Sure.
Hot air balloon pops up a lot on these lists.
I don't trust those things.
No?
No, I always feel like one wrong gust of wind and you're dead. Into a power line.
How about milk a cow?
I can't say I've ever milked a cow, and I don't really want to either.
Have you written your will?
No,
let's
I
face
should.
It, you only got about 30 years left, so jump to it.
That's fucking depressing.
Isn't it?
Now you're saying there's more days behind than there are before.
In front. Yes.
Fuck.
Big time.
Great.
Have you solved a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Well, there you go. Hand out a $100 bill to a homeless person in need.
I would like to do that. I just don't have the money for it.
No? No. You should say the phrase, "Quick, follow that car." For a good reason.
Okay.
You should floss every day for 365 days straight.
Okay.
You should walk the red carpet and attend a movie premiere.
I would like to do that. Sure.
Well,
preferably my movie.
You've got several days left to do it.
Oh, is this before I turn 40?
This is before you turn 40, so snap to it.
No, it ain't going to happen. I'll call Mario. See what connections he's got.
Well, here are some things to make you feel better at 40.
Okay.
You should smile at strangers.
I do that.
You should eat cupcakes.
I do that. More than I should.
You should get an iPod and listen to music.
I listen to podcasts on iPod. Does that count?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
You should avoid the superficial.
Okay.
You should not multitask. You should do fewer things.
Really?
Yes.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
No?
No.
You should give compliments whenever you notice something you like in someone.
John, you're awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should accept compliments with a warm thank you. As you wake each morning, you should stretch every part of your body. Let the pleasure of it make you squeal.
Okay. Sure.
You should do a random act of kindness every day.
Okay.
You should make a new friend. Have you made a new friend today?
I made a new friend last week.
Oh, it's special.
He's not as good a friend as you.
Friendly as you thought? No. He's not that friendly.
He's not that friendly.
Oh, here's something. You should set an hourly reminder on your watch to check your posture.
Okay.
And you should remember, life is short. Don't wait to be happy. Choose to be happy now.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Which
words to live by.
Which self-help website was this?
I don't know.
Wasn't Huffington Post, was it?
No, it wasn't Huff. It was from happinessstrategies.com. So, yeah. Well, there you go. So, we'll be looking forward to your birthday.
Yeah.
Turning 40.
Yep.
That's awesome. So where's your road trip going to be to?
Hollywood.
You should drive to Alaska.
Why?
Just because.
Are you coming with me?
No, hell no. It's cold up there.
We should do a road trip to California.
No.
Why?
Because that's why God made planes.
Jesus, come on.
Jesus made planes too.
We can have adventures along the way.
Oh, God, no.
We could stop at the Creationist Museum. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, we could sign our name on a plank of the Ark?
We'll get thrown out. It'll be awesome.
I can do that down here.
No, you can't.
Yes.
Why are you so afraid to travel? What the fuck?
I'm not afraid to travel at all.
Every time I suggest a trip,
I just
want to
get there fast. Well, as long as I can get there fast. If I could teleport somewhere, that'd be awesome. Because it's not traveling I like, it's the being someplace else.
Okay. Come on, if we go on a road trip, we could film it.
No.
Come on, we can do the YouTube video where we get thrown out of like every place we stop.
That would be great.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
You're no fun.
I'm not.
You're an old fuddy-duddy. Holy
I am. I'm old.
Take off the superhero t-shirt. You don't deserve to wear it.
Oh, bite me. Just wait till you turn 40.
Yeah, I know.
And everything starts falling out and falling apart.
Yes, I know. I already feel my metabolism slowing.
Do you?
Yes.
Is that what I hear?
Yes.
Just a slow gurgling and creaking.
That screeching sound of like car tires?
Yes.
Coming to a halt? Yeah, that's my metabolism.
Yes, that's your optimism going, bye, out of here.
I'm very optimistic.
Uh-huh.
I am.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, well. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
I hope you make it to 40.
Well, I only have a couple days. I hope so.
Well, you know, it's a strange world we live in.
Hey. I got you a hitman for your birthday.
You did?
He'll stop in the day before. Good luck.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that's great. Well, you have a lot to look forward to this week.
Yep.
Pretty soon you'll start getting those AARP brochures in the mail.
Have you signed up yet?
I haven't, but I should.
You probably should.
Probably should, yeah. And those coupons for the buffet, early bird, you know?
See, if you sign up and then we take that road trip, you can get discounted hotel rooms.
Oh, really? But I'd go through... Yeah, whatever. I'd go through the negotiator at Priceline. But shh, they won't tell you where you're staying till after you pay. Psych!
Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think we've done it.
Is it that time?
I think it's that time.
Is it time for you to go?
The time has come for us to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, if you have any advice for me in turning 40 or anything else, you can always send us an email at info@dansmonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to us on Stitcher. Rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends. Subscribe. Hit that little subscribe button. That helps a lot.
That's right. And you should check out our Facebook page because there's a really funny video of two guys pretending to be doing Bosom Buddies.
So there
I'll
you
just
go.
Give you a preview of Chris's movie that's coming up.
That's right. So let us know you're listening. And until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.